Here now with Ohio defensive end Terrell Basham. And Terrell, for those who have yet to see you play, can you give us a quick scouting report?
I'm an exciting player. You know, I'm exciting to watch. I get off the ball, I pressure the quarterback, and now I'm even dropping in coverage. So, I mean, hey, I'm versatile. I'll do whatever you need me to.
What's the, without giving away anything secret, obviously, what's the way you want to play, what's your favorite pass rush move? Take us through it from step by step.
I have no favorite pass rush move, honestly. I go based off of the guy I'm going on, you know. If he's a guy who likes to kick open on kick open his hips, I'm going to pressure the outside, maybe chop spin inside. If he's a guy who likes to soft set, I'm going to give him a fake inside, I'm going to beat him outside. Like, I basically go off of whatever the guy gives me. You know, it's kind of hard to get, like, to know a move that you're going to give a guy, not knowing what type of set he's going to give you back, you know, so.
I was glad you said that, because one of the things that stood out to me when watching you play, more so than most of the other defensive ends in this class, is that you know how to set things up, and you could tell that you approach the game from a mental standpoint. How important is that for you moving into the NFL?
It's very important moving into the NFL, because, you know, the guys in the NFL, I mean, a lot of them are going to be older guys. They're not going to be as fast as the guys I'm going against now, but they're going to have great technique. And so I'm going to have to go based off of what he gives me. I'm not going to be able to just have my way with the guy every time, you know. It's just not going to happen like that. You know, there's some really great offensive tackles in this league. So I'm going to have to be able to go off of what a guy gives me and be able to have moves for any type of set that I get.
Who's one player that you've faced that maybe here this week or maybe throughout your career that's in this draft class you think is probably the toughest offensive lineman you've seen throughout your career?
Deion Dawkins from Temple.
I'm not going to fault you. I'm not going to argue with that.
Man, the guy's tough. You know, he's got, like, iron claws for hands. Like, he has a good grip once he gets in on you. You just got to beat the hands, like I said, you know, see what a guy gives you. But him, Antonio Garcia, he's a pretty good guy, too. I like to say he's a workhorse, you know. He doesn't give up. Like, he'll play through the whistle, literally, every time. Like, he's not stopping. Mikey Robinson, the tight end from Toledo, he runs great routes. He's a blocker as well, you know. So he does a little bit of it all. There's a lot of great guys in this class.
So what's one area moving into the NFL, based off the feedback you've gotten from coaches and scouts, that you know you want to improve on moving into the league?
I want to improve on playing low, better pad level, continuing to cut the edge off. I feel like I do a pretty good job at setting the edge, so they want to see me use my hands more, like, accurately. So I want to get better at knowing where I put my hands and when to put them there.